It is the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network and talking town parks in the community of Afton. And Afton Town Councilman Will Wilkes is joining me this morning. Will, thanks so much for your time. You're fairly new to the Afton Town Council. And of course, you've been asked to oversee kind of the parks for the town. Tell us what that entails and kind of what your responsibility is there.
So we are working with an engineering firm to try and create a master plan for our park systems. We have two in the town. We have our Starview Park and our Canyon View Park. And so we're trying to create a whole master plan on where to proceed with these parks and how to improve them and make them better for the community and provide more things for the youth and other people to do inside of our park systems. And so I work as a little bit of a liaison with the community, and I'm an outreach for them if they want to present ideas to the town. And, you know, I also work, you know, Violet is very good at communicating with our engineering firm, but I communicate with our engineering firm to try and implement elements that the community would like to see in these parks.
Perfect. Well, of course, part of that with what the community would like to see is some youth that recently approached the Afton Town Council in a recent council meeting, and they had a pitch or proposal. Maybe if you could just summarize what that proposal is and maybe who this youth group was and what they'd like to see happen here.
Yeah, so we had a meeting last city council. It was standing room only. It was great to see that many youth show up and voice support for things that they would like to see implemented in the community. I would say an Afton Star Valley Youth Coalition. I think that's what the name is that they kind of went by. I would hate to single out a single one of them because every one of them is really important. Their voice is important, and what they would like to see done to the park is really important. And you know, they proposed we had this gigantic back area in our parks, and I think if you've been in Canyon View Park, you've seen that large open area back there by where the mud volleyball pit is behind the basketball court. And they want to utilize a lot of that space and implement some things there that they enjoy. One of which is a skate park. We had a lot of feedback for that. And they really want to see something like that implemented, but not only just the skate park, they want to do some of the design. They want to do the construction. They want to solicit businesses to help see what they can do to contribute to this project. They want to take it on and make it kind of something that they own, really. And I think that's amazing for them to take that initiative and try and push forward with that. They want to keep the BMX track there and utilize that and improve that. That's been there since the mid-90s, and that's a fun thing to do. They would like to help bring in some like the frisbee golf type things right around that area, and maybe an RC course or a BMX pump track or something like that. They just want to improve that area. They want to make it their own project. They want to do the CAD designs. They want to take ownership of it, and that's amazing.
It really is amazing. It was, as you said, great to see kind of that involvement and their pitch, and they're not just the willing to say, hey, we want the town to do this, but say, we want to be involved and we want to help make it happen. So what's the next step now? Is it, I'm assuming this is all added kind of to the study phase of where you're at currently?
Yeah, so right now we're kind of working with our engineering firm, JUB Engineering, to kind of say, hey, this is something, these are some of the elements that the youth want to see, and this is kind of location. So we're trying to get a square footage imprint or maybe where we can put this thing and say, and then, you know, these kids want to put together the CAD designs and design it and build it the way they would like. And so we're just trying to get him a square footage and a location and something that fits into our master plan. And so that we can look at this and plan for these implementations of these different projects in the park and phase them in and build them. But we also want to have a place where, like, hey, there's a fire burning within these kids, and if they want something and we have the ability or, you know, a way for them to start moving some dirt, then this is where it needs to be. And we want to try and get that to them as soon as we can, because that fire is burning pretty hot for them.
Afton Town Council person Will Wilkes on the air this morning with us on the weekday wake up. Of course, Will, it all comes down to the money sometimes, right? And you have great ideas and a lot of ambition, but you still have to fund it somehow. And so when you look at a project like this, specifically what's being proposed from the youth group, where does the money come from?
You know, We of course, the town has a little bit of money to improve things here and there, but a big chunk of that, we, I think these youth, they want to go out and they want to try and find ways for community members to donate or businesses to help donate or whatever it is. I think that funding model they want to try and take on. And in our last meeting, we talked about looking at grant options and putting together a proposal so that they can take different places and things like that. So, I mean, we're really in the infancy stage of building our master plan for these parks. So we don't have a dollar amount for, you know, some of these things to really implement. So we don't have a goal in mind of, you know, this is the funds we need to raise. So, but yeah, that's, if youth want to try and do everything to try and implement fundraising and all of this. And so, you know, private donations really do make these projects go a lot faster. We would encourage anybody who is like passionate about the same things to contact, one of us, and we'll get them in touch with the youth, and so we make it happen.
Awesome. That's Councilman Will Wilkes with the town of Afton. Will, thank you so much for your time. Anything else you'd like to mention regarding this proposal from the youth or just the town parks in general?
So, you know, the parks really are a community thing. I mean, it's all town property, but it's a community thing. So if you've got an idea of what things you would like to see implemented into our park system, as a community member and a taxpayer, then please approach one of us or the town and say, hey, these are some design elements we'd like to see. And we'd like to help. We really do want public input, because we kind of, one of our meetings with JUB Engineering, there was only maybe two or three community members there. This is a community effort. We really want to improve them. So they're a place to gather, a place to be, and a place for us to spend time. And so we would love input from the rest of the community.
That's Afton Town Councilman Will Wilkes this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Will, thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up, SBI.